from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Here's a 1-0 to Frelick. Swinging a bouncer onto third. Hayes gloves. Throw to first. Got him. 7 no-hit innings for Paul Skeens in Milwaukee.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Wanted to build the ultimate 2028 Team USA Baseball Olympic roster. If Rob Manfred goes ahead and says, it's fine, but also we can talk about the Rangers and the Red Sox if you want, or we can push that off as long as conceivably possible because it was another depressing game.
Let's talk about the Olympics.
Yes! All right. So baseball will be in the next Olympics, not breakdancing. I don't know if that's like what they
said. Oh, breakdancing is out?
Breakdancing will not,
be a one-time thing
in 2028. It's probably not going to be in 2032. I don't know if the feedback to this will...
But Ray Gun will live forever.
Yes, Ray Gun will live forever.
How often do they do that where they bring an event in and then don't do it again?
Yeah, they have a committee that meets before like every Olympics to figure out new sports.
Why do you ask us impossible questions?
Oh, I felt like...
I know you ain't talking. Of all the people,
Reggie's in his last week and he's like, you know what,
man,
I'm saying all the things today.
Holy moly.
What's your question, Kevin?
All right, so if you were building the American team in 2028, like the one that's your best shot to win,
Shohei Ohtani,
Luca,
hold on, in baseball. And would Shohei Ohtani not play for America?
He can naturalize.
I guess that's true. Assuming
Joel Embiid.
Okay, assuming nobody goes out and picks up a dual citizenship along the way.
So you just don't want people to become American?
No, I think they should become American if that's what they want.
How? What's your policy?
Walk in, I think.
And that's why I didn't want to get into this at all. But in the meantime, let's just assume that nobody does follow that path to join this Olympic team.
So we're 4 years out. We have to consider that age drop-off that potentially Mookie happens, bets, right? Because, that was one of the first thoughts I had was Mookie, but I'm like, Mookie's getting to that place.
I guess why Langford?
Adley Rutschman is your catcher. That's an easy one.
Adley Rutschman would be... your most likely catcher. You know what's crazy, though? And I know this is still really young, but by then he'll be 30. Yeah. And you're like, man, you just freaking got here, you know? But
so our catcher we just drafted from Stanford.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'll stick with Adley Rutschman.
Paul Skeens.
I feel good about that.
That's a good pitcher.
Good answer.
That's okay, a good pitcher. If we could go...
Hopefully. Is he not American?
He is.
American.
What?
He went to LSU, but he is American.
Wait, what?
Why did you say but?
Well, like the Bayou State, they don't sound very American.
You saw Deadpool Gambit talks different.
They sound different.
So do you think all... Never mind. Nope, never mind.
Yep, yeah. Good job.
We're going to try to go in a logical order. We'll get
pitcher
to pitcher.
Is one.
Yeah, Paul Skeens and throwing to Adley Rutschman.
Okay.
Yeah, one, down. Two.
Now all right. Paul Skeens works. He will be 26 by the time the Olympics come around. He'll probably finish...
Tarek Skubal's our lefty.
Okay, I only have one.
Who's our closer
on this list?
Oh, great. We're playing one.
Are there
game?
Good young
There's
first
baseman? There's no way this team's going to win with just
I'll
one
tell you
pitcher.
What, first base stinks in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I was like, are there good young first basemen? Because they
Vlad
don't come
Guerrero
to mind.
Jr. is having a great year, but he's not American. He's Canadian, I think. I think he was
are
born
we
in,
doing first base now?
He might have been
first
born in Canada.
Okay, don't have a clue like, on first base. I don't have
why
a
Why do you
single.
Look mad? We're having a legitimate conversation
no,
about
I,
the topic.
I,
not
no.
Spencel Torkelson.
I'm not mad. I'm enjoying Mike having a discussion with himself about the origins of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He's like,
is.
Yeah, he's born in Canada. Whoa, man, I think he was.
Yeah, he's born in Montreal.
Okay.
Damn.
So he's Canadian.
There you go.
All right, I don't, first base, we forfeit.
Okay, well, CBS decided the bold strategy of not forfeiting and putting a player at that position. They went with Tristan Casas.
Oh, yeah. He was on my fantasy team. He played four games this
Who
year.
Who is that?
He's for the Red Sox. He
I don't
was
think
a
so.
First round pick in 2018. Yes.
He got off to a decent start this year and then blew out something.
He'll be 28 by the time we get to the summer of 2028.
Maybe he'll be healthy.
We have any better options there?
No, that's,
that
how,
we were
bad,
stuck
that's
with.
How bad first
Alex Burleson.
Can I tell you who I think could be?
Wyatt Langford.
Corey Seager.
Oh, yeah. How old would he be then?
He's American.
He'd be like 35. Is he 31 right now? He might be 30. Is he 30 or 30?
He is 30 years of age.
So he'd be 34 playing first base.
Yeah.
At 34, he ain't going to be playing shortstop.
All right. So
he already played for Team America once too, right?
Yeah.
That was in the World Baseball Classic. All right, so we're going to make an executive decision.
Oh,
Tristan,
Bryce Harper is also
first
a first baseman now. Yeah. Bryce Harper's a first baseman now.
That's true. Harp.
Yeah, we're going to get to him.
He might be old.
Oh, Seager, my DH Seager is DH. What you're looking at?
Okay. Oh, Seager. We don't know how Seager's going to handle the mitt at first.
So there's your options. Seager for one, Harper for the other. Well, how do you want to set up first base versus DH? Because Bryce Harper will be 35. Corey Seager will be 34. Which one do you want where?
Sure.
Whoever can still hit.
Well,
I bet
hit.
Corey Seager has better hands than Bryce. Bryce Harper's done a good job of transitioning to first, but I will go with Corey Seager because he has shortstop hands.
Okay. Second base.
Ketel Marte's not American.
Well, I was going to say Betts, but
he is
he'll be
American?
50.
No.
Oh, you're looking at me. I was
no,
like,
I was going to see how what you think about this selection.
Oh, what about Bazan? Oh, shoot. He's not. Bazanza's from Australia or something.
Bazinga?
Yeah. Bonanza. I don't. He was the first pick in the draft.
What about Jackson Holliday?
Is he good?
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
Because you know what I'm going to do? We haven't got to it, but I'm getting to it now. I think Witt and Gunnar Henderson are short and third.
Okay.
It's just a matter of which one do you want playing third. But those are our two guys playing that position.
This one has it set up as Gunnar Henderson at third and Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop. And yeah. This should be the prime part of your fielding and your lineup because Gunnar Henderson will be 27. Bobby Witt will be 28. They're both phenomenal right now, probably both top four MVP for the American League. And you got to think they're getting better.
Yes.
Over the next 4 years.
I
At
would
least
assume,
that's what I would assume.
I would assume in the next 4 years, both of them have a MVP.
So no Josh okay. Young?
No, he has
he could
trouble
be a,
saying,
to be honest, he could be a backup.
No Sebastian Walcott?
I'm not ready to make that projection
Curacao?
For Sebastian Walcott either. All right. Who is in the outfield?
I think Aaron Judge 4 years from now will still be relevant.
Okay. I think that is accurate. And
if,
so
if
does,
not, it'd be a DH.
So right. Does CBS. He'll be 36, but I mean, he's going to win. It looks like he could win MVP this year.
Sebastian Walcott's Bahamian, by the way.
Okay.
I'm going to throw Wyatt Langford, Dylan Cruz into that idea.
Ooh, okay.
They could be.
As
I really hope so.
Options.
What about
if Evan Carter's Evan Carter. Healthy? Like, yeah. I would throw him in the mix, but
Corbin
I would throw
Carroll?
Corbin Carroll's a really good option. Yeah.
But I mean, so did Evan Carter.
All right. So this is what I want to pick y'all's brains about. CBS went with Riley Green and James Wood as dude. Their selection.
The actor?
Six foot seven. Gigantic. Like, he is huge for the Nationals. This dude is... He's going to be an awesome player.
But there's a whole bunch of other selections as alternates. Corbin Carroll, Evan Carter, Colton Cowser, Dylan Cruz, Jarrett Duran. Whoops.
What did you just say?
Michael Harris, Wyatt Langford, Kyle Tucker. So it feels like there's hopefully some selections. But honestly, right now, if you were picking, don't you think Wyatt Langford would be more likely than Evan Carter just because of health?
At this point, yeah, the back is very scary. Will it ever really be able to handle 162 games or a full season? I don't know. At this point, I don't know. And, you know, I guess I'd look at it. In their amount of time in the major leagues, Evan Carter has been way more successful.
Yeah.
But it's the back thing, right? Because if we're just going off of, hey, what have they done against major leaguers? Evan Carter has been superior to Wyatt Langford.
You go Wyatt as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, I got a couple more questions for you as we move into the next part. So how do you feel about that lineup? If we're able to set it like that, I know we didn't dive super into pitching.
We're finishing bronze.
Like Mike.
I think there's going to be other teams that have a lot better
in the
players.
World Baseball Classic, the Dominican Republic always looks like they're a good team, and they get hammered.
Puerto Rico looks pretty good a lot of times. Like,
yeah, their depth isn't great, though, but they do have, obviously, Francisco Lindor, and they've had Salvador Perez.
They had Edwin Diaz at one point, and then he got hurt.
I think Salvador Perez is Venezuelan.
So, yeah.
But Japan is going to be a very good team. Obviously, Dominican Republic is going to be good. Puerto Rico will be solid. Canada, they got a few guys.
We just found out they have Vlad. They could have Vlad if they want.
Could. It doesn't matter which country he wants to play for. He's the Joel Embiid of the Major League Baseball.
So I had a couple of questions for you guys about where these players will finish. Right now,
in Canada.
Aaron Judge
technically correct.
Is on pace for 57 home runs.
Oh.
Do you think he'll end with more or less than 57 home runs?
The Bush. Wall of takes says Aaron Judge can't do it, and I circled 63, I believe, or 62. Yeah, I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can get past 57.
Okay.
I'm going to go above.
How far?
I don't think 63. I think I'll go 60.
Okay. Shohei Ohtani right now is on pace for 48 home runs and 44 steals.
He'll get 40-40 for sure.
Okay. Is there any chance he could have a 50-50 season?
Yes.
Okay. How likely do you think that is?
20%. How many stolen bases is he projected to get?
44.
That's the tough part. Is he? Let's just say he want. Let's just say he gets to 48 home runs on September 15th. That gives you plenty of time to hit two more. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That would be a lot that he would hit in a hurry right now. But I think if he feels like he can get to 50 home runs, then I think he can go, oh, I can easily get 50 bags. I just need to now up. I need to, when I get on base, I'm stealing.
How crazy would that be if somebody who obviously we know now is a combination player is like, my full-time hitting season, I became the first 50-50 person ever. Like, all of a sudden now I'm like, out the hell with Babe Ruth and everybody else. This is who, they're just the best.
Is he going to steal bases like that too when he's pitching?
No.
No.
This is the year.
How long can his body do, like?
They think after the surgery, people think, like 3 to 5 more years of pitching.
Okay.
And then probably after that, his arm will probably
fall off,
deteriorate on him. But he's so athletic and so talented hand-eye coordination that you're like, all right, that's fine. Like DH, or it's weird. People keep saying this, like, why don't they put him at first base or the outfield this year? And I'm like, dude, he had Tommy John surgery. He can't throw a baseball.
Yeah, that's a good
if
point.
You put him at first base, there's relays home. There's sometimes double play balls where you have to throw to second.
Ellie De La Cruz is on pace for 81 stolen bases.
That saddens me because I thought when he was here in Arlington, I thought he had a chance for 100.
How long do you think it's been since somebody's stolen 80 bases in a season?
Oh, I would guess Ricky
Henderson.
3 decades?
Very good. It's been since 1988. So 36 years, Ricky Henderson and Vince Coleman were the last ones to have 80 plus. Will Ellie De La Cruz get to 80 plus stolen bases? He's on pace for 81.
Yes.
What is that smile?
Yeah. I think he'll get 100 in his career.
He's just
career.
So happy thinking about steals.
He's okay. Going to get on base at a better rate as his career progresses. And when he does that, I think he will be our, I don't know, the last time who stole 100 bases. It's going to have to be Ricky, right? Or Vince Coleman.
Yeah, one of those two I'd have to go
so
check.
So I think he will get to 100 bags. Will we look at it going, it's awesome, love it. Just like Shohei, love that he could be a 40-40 guy. And last year he had a 40-70 guy in Acuna. I don't think we're going to look at it as like, oh, but they made the bases bigger and they shortened the distance.
Do we have time for one more?
Heck yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. is on pace for 225 hits. He'd be the first player in 10 years to hit that mark. Do you think he'll get it?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was it like Miguel Cabrera?
It was Jose Altuve.
Oh, he needs to get it then.
I just wanted to say real quick, I'm sorry, I'm jumping back to De La Cruz real quick. He leads the league in strikeouts at 160 right now.
He'll get better. Yeah. Now, he is a long, you know, it's a long
like
swing.
Like 11 more than anybody
else. He's
going
to get better. I think this is a bad comparison because we're doing Bobby Witt Jr. right now.
Okay, gotcha.
Talking about him. Is he's not maybe going to get to Bobby Witt Jr. hitting 340-something and 225 hits. But Bobby Witt Jr. last year, his on-base percentage was still under 320 at 23 years old. Now at 24 years old, it's close to 400. I think Ellie De La Cruz is going to have a progression.
He's at 350 right now. Yeah,
yeah, and so okay. I think like next year it could be like 365. The next year it could be 375. And if he gets on base more, he can steal more bags.
Well, he was 300 last year.
Yes.
So he's 350 now. So it means he has to be 400 next year and then 450,
that
500.
That is one way to look at it. So Bobby Witt Jr. also has no more games against the White Sox. And he has been annihilating
225,
them.
I will say no, but 200, yes.
Okay, which is still, obviously, very impressive.
This is the Michael Young.
Decent.
Decent.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.